Security lapses in vetting and screening illegal aliens at airports. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., U.S. Senate Commerce Committee Ranking Member Ted Cruz, R. Texas, is demanding answers from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, regarding its ineffective management of airport security and vetting of illegal aliens, raising serious concerns about whether DHS and the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, have adequately protected against rising security threats caused by the Biden-Harris administration's open border policies. The investigation follows multiple airports having housed illegal aliens and the Biden-Harris administration flying 435,000 unvetted aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela directly into the U.S. One of those illegal immigrants was later arrested in Massachusetts for aggravated rape. In addition, DHS revealed that an ISIS-affiliated group smuggled into the country 400 illegal aliens, at least 50 of whom are still missing. The letter highlights that these issues are unfolding while the administration has diverted a significant number of air marshals, who are meant to protect planes in the sky, to assist CBP with the Biden-Harris administration's border crisis. Senator Cruz emphasizes that airports remain a prime target for those looking to harm the country and raises concerns about the security implications of DHS's recent actions. Senator Cruz wrote in the letter, "Current Department of Homeland Security, DHS, procedures for screening and vetting aliens traveling through and living in U.S. airports have failed. Between fiscal years 2021 and 2023, DHS improperly released at least 383 inadmissible travelers from custody at one U.S. international airport alone. And between March 2023 and April 2024, at least 300 people bypassed the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, and gained access to secure airport areas. Some even made it onto a plane. Meanwhile, the country is under an increased threat environment due, in part, to the Biden-Harris administration's open border policies." As Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Director Christopher Wray recently testified to Congress, he was hard-pressed to think of a time when so many different threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated at once, but that is the case, today. And the FBI is specifically concerned about the terrorism implications from targeting of vulnerabilities at the border. Senator Cruz questions if DHS is adequately exercising its authorities to secure airports due to the administration's open border policies which are threatening airport security. DHS, particularly TSA, must explain how it is responding to the serious ways in which the administration's open border policies are undermining airport security and American safety. DHS is charged with facilitating lawful and safe travel through U.S. airports. Yet the department and its component agencies are failing at this important responsibility. It is unclear, however, if CBP and TSA are exercising any of these authorities and duties to secure the nation's airports specifically in response to the threats created by the administration's open border policies. Indeed, the administration's open border policies are weakening airport security in at least three ways. First, the enormous number of improperly vetted aliens flying into U.S. airports via parole programs. In the letter, Senator Cruz expresses serious concerns about the devastating consequences of the Biden-Harris's illegal aliens flight program, which is funneling hundreds of thousands of unvetted illegal aliens into American communities. From October 2022 to April 2024, nearly 435,000 people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela entered the U.S. through the CHNV parole program, which gives illegal aliens from these four countries advanced travel authorization via the CBP-1 app. According to internal DHS documents, nearly 96% of all inadmissible aliens who received an appointment through the CBP-1 app ended up being released into the U.S. You have assured the American public that these paroled aliens had passed rigorous biometric and biographic national security and public safety screening and vetting. But a recent DHS Office of Inspector General report found that CBP could not access all biometric data for complete screening and vetting of the aliens through the CBP-1 app. The consequences of insufficient vetting are real. In March, an alien whom the Biden-Harris administration paroled under the CHNV program was arrested in Massachusetts for aggravated rape. It is now being reported that DHS has temporarily paused the CHNV program after an internal report revealed large amounts of fraud in sponsor applications. Meanwhile, as these unvetted aliens fly into the country, TSA has deployed a significant number of air marshals, who are supposed to be protecting planes in the sky, to assist CBP with administrative tasks at the southern border, a concern I raised with TSA last October. Senator Cruz also outlines the three biggest ways the administration's open border policies are weakening airport security. First is the enormous number of improperly vetted aliens flying into U.S. airports via parole programs. From October 2022 to April 2024, nearly 435,000 people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela entered the U.S. through the CHNV parole program, which gives illegal aliens from these four countries advanced travel authorization via the CBP One app. According to internal DHS documents, nearly 96% of all inadmissible aliens who received an appointment through the CBP One app ended up being released into the U.S. Second, the cities housing aliens in airports pose security risks. Since June 2023, the cities of Chicago, Boston, and New York have housed hundreds of aliens at airport facilities. While TSA and some of these airports won't say whether they are providing additional security to the areas of the airport where shelter aliens are housed, it is publicly known that at least one airport residing alien has broken into a secure area. In February, an Ecuadorian living in JFK broke into a secure area of the airport, armed with scissors and a box cutter. Finally, the number of improperly vetted aliens who have illegally crossed the border increases the likelihood of an attack on or in domestic airports. The Biden administration has released countless illegal aliens into the country's interior without identification. The letter concludes by requesting documents and information related to whether DHS can ensure airport security and whether legislative reforms are necessary. Read full text letter here. The letter builds on Senator Cruz's larger investigation into the serious security vulnerabilities at America's airports resulting from the Biden-Harris open border policies. In October 2023, Senator Cruz sent a letter calling on Transportation Security Administration, TSA, Administrator David Pekowski to immediately stop SAS deployment of federal air marshals to the southern border and consider the safety of the flying public he was putting at risk. In December 2023, Senator Cruz pressed TSA regarding its policy of allowing illegal aliens to fly across the country with de facto fake IDs. Currently, TSA and DHS are effectively relying on the word of illegal aliens regarding their names and dates of birth, potentially allowing terrorists, cartel members, and other criminals to assume new identities, obtain DHS-issued fake IDs, and fly through U.S. airports. In January 2024, U.S. Senate Commerce Committee Republicans sent a letter to the Chicago mayor demanding answers regarding the recent reports that O'Hare International Airport and Midway International Airport were being used to house illegal aliens. In March 2024, as concerns rose over aliens committing violent attacks, Republican Commerce Senators expanded their investigation of sanctuary airports, pressing JFK and Logan on their housing of illegal aliens. In March 2024, Republicans Commerce Senators sent letters to the FAA and Airports Council International CEO, Kevin Burke, arguing the redirection of resources to house illegal aliens compromises airport security, threatens investments in the national airport system from U.S. taxpayers, and violates requirements that federally funded facilities are to be available for public use.